Hello, Mayor. In your way.
Everybody, please stand for the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Tell us still.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting Thursday, June 6, 2019. The time is now 7:37. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 29, 2018 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present, Mayor.
Minutes, Madam Clerk.
Thank you. Minutes for May 7, 2019. We need a motion.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for minutes.
Communications.
Yes, we have two communications, Mayor. Mayor Scarpelli has submitted an application for the 4th of July celebration to be held on Thursday, July 4, 2019. From 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Franklin Avenue between Church Street and Chestnut Street.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The Van Riper Trust has submitted an event application to hold their street fair on Franklin Avenue between Center Street and Harrison Street on Sunday, September 1st, 2019, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for communications.
Commissioner Petracco, you have a proclamation tonight.
Yes, I do. Tonight, we can see all the firefighters are here, and I would like to welcome them all. For a change, it seems like it's a happy occasion that we could talk about. At this time, I would like to call Mr. Baxter up to them at the podium. Al, would you mind coming up here? Take your time. So, you could stand right there, Al. Right there. Before I read the proclamation, I just want to say that I didn't know how many years of service Mr. Baxter had in here. And it's 64 years, Al, this year. And Al, just for the record, do you mind telling us how old you are? Again, how old are you? 97? 96. Let's give Mr. Baxter a round of applause for that. So before I read our proclamation honoring Mr. Baxter Green, I'd just like to say a few words about you, if I may, from my heart. I didn't know that you had 64 years of service. I didn't know how long you lived in Nutley, and I sure didn't know how old you are because of all the volunteering you've done through the years. And I have to say, every day since I've been an elected official, Al, you have, no matter what the issue has been, you've always came up to me with a smile on your face and shook my hand. And that's respect, and that's being old school, and I can't tell you what that means to me, the respect that you've given me. And tonight, I just like to give you some respect that you've earned. So without further ado, I'm going to read the proclamation. Whereas Alvin Baxter Green was born on October 19th, 1922, in Taunton, Massachusetts, and whereas Mr. Baxter Green married Lorena Monroe in 1943 and had three children, six grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. And whereas Mr. Baxter Green proudly served in World War II as a sergeant in the 83rd Infantry Division, and whereas during the military experience, Mr. Baxter Green received numerous awards and commendations, including the Purple Heart. I'll say that one more time. Including the Purple Heart, a Bronze Star, a D-Day Medal, and the French Legion of Honor Medal, which is the highest medal of merit awarded to a civilian by the French government. And whereas after the war, Mr. Baxter Green settled in Nutley, went to the North College of Engineering, and graduated with a degree in chemical engineering. And whereas Mr. Baxter Green became active in the township of Nutley and joined Host Company 2 of the Nutley Fire Department in 1955, and during the years portrayed Santa at the company Santa Run at Pancake Breakfast, and is still an active member as of today. And whereas in addition to his volunteering in the fire department, was active in the Township Civic Celebration Committee and the Nutley Old Guard. Now therefore it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Al Baxter Green be recognized for his extraordinary service and dedication to the Nutley Fire Department and the Township of Nutley for over 64 years. Mr. Baxter Green personifies the true meaning of volunteerism and community spirit. Let's give Mr. Baxter Green another round of applause. Mr. Green, Al, would you like to say a few words? Would you like to say a few words? Sam.
Sam.
Help him so he understands.
Say a couple words?
Oh. Thank you a lot for this, anybody.
Thank
you. Our pleasure, Al. Thank you. Now let's take a picture.
Yeah. Thanks.
Recognize that Al is a World War II veteran, and thank you for your service. And excuse me if any of my colleagues would like to say a few kind words, please feel free.
Al, it's always an honor to be in the presence of a member of the greatest generation. And I thank you so much for what you've given this country all these years. And I've got to tell you, I always take pleasure in doing one thing with another vet, and that is saluting you and thanking you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Hayer.
Commissioner Rosas.
Al, congratulations. Go out and celebrate. Go howl at the moon tonight. You know, do anything you'd like to do. But from my side, thank you again for your service, especially on today, June 6th, D-Day, 75th anniversary of the invasion, and your participation in that. Thank you for the fact that you made it through it successfully, but also just well done. Thank you.
Commissioner?
Yes. Al, I'm not going to call you Al tonight. I'm going to call you Mr. Green, all right? And I always knew that you were a great guy and a wonderful person who always had a smile on his face, and I knew that you were a great Nutley volunteer. What I didn't know was that you were such an outstanding war hero and received all of these medals. So I'm just very proud to know you and to be one of your friends. Congratulations to you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Al, God bless you. Thank you for your service to our community for over 64 years. Thank you for your service to our country. And it's not many of those greatest generations left, so it's great that you're here with us today. And I'd like to say hello to Scott, who is my classmate, class of 77. So. Commissioner, you want to move on to, we're going to alter the agenda a little bit tonight. Commissioner, you want to do your resolution?
Yes, I'd like to now read a resolution for my good friend Michael Spagnola and Jose Rivera. Would you guys come up to the podium now? And maybe we could bring Chief Nicoletti up here as well. I have a resolution appointing them both to another year of assistant chiefs. And, you know, again, and I have to tell you, this has been our chief's idea to bring this back to the commission meeting and just recognize these people that are doing this job for free for us and augmenting our paid departments. And I have to say, you know, I haven't really worked with anybody else in the 12 years besides these guys because I think we put a good team together. And, you know, when we have guys that are still there for 64 years, I think that's a tribute to our department, to our Chief Nicoletti, and to you guys that are, you know, in charge of those houses and making these guys feel comfortable and doing the job. So at this point, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the following volunteers are being appointed as Assistant Chiefs of the Nutley Fire Department effective June 6, 2019 until June 6, 2020. That's Michael Spagnola, Engine 2, Hose 2, and Jose Rivera, Engine 3, Company Hose 1. I move the resolution.
I second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Before I vote, I want to thank you for your service. Extraordinary men in an extraordinary town and an extraordinary fire department. Thank you, and it's my pleasure to vote yes.
Commissioner Tucci.
Gentlemen, thank you for your service. Thank you for keeping our community safe. I proudly vote aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Gentlemen, thank you. Thank you for your service as well. Thank you for keeping us safe. Absolutely yes. Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
I'd like to vote yes, too. And at the end, please don't run away from the mic, guys. I'd like for you both to say a couple of words. But I want to especially thank the two of you, and I want to thank Phil Nicoletti as well. You know, Phil was the person that's been saying to bring this back to the Board of Commissioners. And Phil, I think that from the turnout we have tonight, it was a great idea to do that. So I probably vote aye, too. And thank you for all you guys do.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Yes, our volunteers are what make our town great, and our volunteer firefighters especially. And we thank you for your service, and God bless you. Aye.
Would you guys like to say a few words? Jose? Jose, you've never been lost for words with me.
I'm always getting picked. I'd just like to say I'm thankful for being living in this town and giving the service that is well needed here.
Thank you, Jose.
Thank you for reappointing me. I'm proud to be a Nutley resident. I try to get back as much as I can. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Michael. Chief, would you like to say a few words? You can't. That's a first, too. That's a first. with the room? Okay. We'd like to thank you guys for coming. Let's give them a round of applause, too. Can we just take a quick picture?
We'll give you guys a couple of minutes if you don't want to stick around for the rest of the meeting.
All right, one more resolution.
We gotta go to reports. Reports, bills. Wait a couple seconds. Reports, Commissioner Tucci.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I have a shade tree report for the month of May.
Thank you, Commissioner. Bills, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Bill list for June 6, 2019. Public Affairs, $116,285.55. Revenue and Finance, $2,468,297.73. Public Safety, $35,256.18. Public Works, $37,062.33. Parks and Public Property, $591,174.34. Water Utility, $93,538.39. Total Payroll, $1,400,799.64. For a grand total of $4,346,414.16.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for bills.
Public comment on agenda items only, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the board and its individual members must be addressed to the mayor. The mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the board shall be allowed unless the mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the board shall determine that the interest of decorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none, let's move on to Commissioner announcements. Commissioners?
I have one announcement, Mayor. Tomorrow evening, we will be holding our movie Under the Stars at the Park Oval, and it will begin at sunset, and the movie for tomorrow night is Ralph Breaks the Internet. Thank you.
Spring Fest, Commissioner?
Well, yeah, we can do the Spring Festival, too. We also have coming up our Spring Festival, which will take place on June 13th on Franklin Avenue between High Street and Vreeland Avenue. In the past, it's proven to be a wonderful event. I'd like to thank all the commissioners for all their help and participation, in particular Commissioner Petracco. Without the support of the police department, we couldn't hold events like this in Nutley. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Just, I think we all recognize that today's D-Day, and it's the 75th anniversary of the Normandy invasion. I think it's important that we never forget those that have served, those that have sacrificed for the freedoms that we enjoy today. And I just think that while we see that the soldiers that fought in that war are now, you know, later in their senior years, it's on us to always remember the price of the freedom that we enjoy, and never forget not just them, but anybody who's serving in whatever the conflict, wherever it is.
Thank you.
Well said.
Any other announcements?
Just to follow up on what Commissioner Evans said, I tell you, what's extraordinary about D-Day is when you look at the faces of those sailors and those soldiers, 17, 18, 19-year-old kids jumping out of planes and hitting the beaches. And, you know, we hear a lot of negative things about young people, but I've got to tell you, we've got a lot of dedicated, committed young people to this country. But, Commissioner, thanks for that. That was very good. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I just have an announcement myself. I'd just like to, if we could do a moment of silence, just for a good friend, and really a friend of Nutley, even though I believe his practice was in Jersey City. Dr. Teresi passed away. I think you know him as well. I went to school with his children. I have many, many great memories of him. I heard that he served the community of Jersey City extraordinarily with goodwill to all the residents there, and I could tell you anything he could do in Nutley, he sure did. He lived to a very ripe age. He has a fantastic family. They're from Grand Avenue, and I just can't say enough about him. He was just so good to the neighborhood in that section of town, and his children and his wife, they were really lucky to have him in his life because he was a true gentleman. So just a moment's silence for Dr. Teresi, if we can. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Let's move to resolutions. Commissioner Evans?
Thank you, Mayor. My first
resolution for this evening is 147-19, and this one relates to the submission of our annual report with the related comments that related to the findings. We had a very good review from our external auditors, and this is a resolution that supports the submission of that and the fact that the governing body has familiarized themselves with the minimum requirements required by the local finance board. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, hereby states that it has complied with NJAC 5:30-6.5 and does hereby submit a certified copy of this resolution and the required affidavit to said board to show evidence of said compliance. We, members of the governing body of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex, being duly sworn according to law, upon oath, depose and say, one, we are duly elected commissioners of the township in performance of our duties pursuant to NJAC 5:30-6.5. We have familiarized ourselves with the contents of the annual municipal audit filed by the clerk pursuant to 48:5-6. And we certify that we have personally reviewed and are familiar with, as a minimum, the sections of the annual report of the audit entitled Comments and Recommendations. There, I think on the affidavit in here it says 2005. I believe that should be 2019, and that is a typo. Okay? I so move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
My other resolution is 148-19. Whereas the Township of Nutley Department of Revenue and Finance has a need to acquire an electronic tax sale contractor on behalf of the Township, whereas Rock Industries, TVA, New Jersey Tax Lien Investors.com, in Belle Meade, New Jersey, is the only certified electronic sale contractor in the state of New Jersey, and whereas Rock Industries has submitted a proposal stating that they will provide this service at the same rate as 2018 of $15 per line item, not to exceed $4,500, whereas funds are available from account 901-206-298 and will be certified by the Chief Financial Officer upon adoption of the 2019 budget. These funds are provided for in the proposed 2019 budget. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley. One, the Mayor and Clerk are hereby authorized and directed to execute an agreement with Rock Industries for the electronic tax sale at the rate stated in herein of $915 per line item, not to exceed $4,500, in accordance with the proposed date, proposal date of May 30th, 2019. A copy of this resolution, as well as the contract, shall be placed on file with the town clerk. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco.
Yes, I'm going to just pass this as Resolution 149-19. This is the Township and Nutley Police Department has determined the need to dispose of a certain municipal vehicles. This one happens to be a van ambulance. The amount is $10 that they're returning. I move resolution as is.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Whereas the 4th of July, also known as Independence Day, is a national holiday celebrated annually, commemorating the adoption of the Declaration of Independence, and whereas the Township of Nutley, in observance of Independence Day, we'll be hosting 4th of July festivities and fireworks display on or about Thursday, July 4, 2019. And whereas Garden State Fireworks, P.O. Box 403, Millington, New Jersey, is the vendor performing the fireworks activities for the Township of Nutley, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township authorizes the discharge and use of fireworks by its vendor on or about July 4, 2019, with a rain date for the next clear night. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the Township of Nutley has continuing need to retain professional services of a licensed planner, Topology LLC, to provide professional planning services primarily related to the ongoing redevelopment of Pompano Roche and the Ciccolini properties in the Township of Nutley. Whereas the anticipated term of the contract is for 12 months from July 3, 2019, through July 2nd, 2020, whereas Topology continues to provide planning services at a cost not to exceed $50,000. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, does hereby designate Topology LLC as the planner and enter into an agreement contract prepared by the Township Attorney in the amount not to exceed $50,000. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks of the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interest of decorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Good evening, Glenn Wallace, 106 Hopper Ave, Nutley. About a year ago, I came here and I asked a question about the streetlights in the town of Nutley. And I actually did some work and I counted them. I counted how many were broke, how many were in need of new bulbs, so on and so forth. And Mayor Scarpelli, you told me at the time, public service responsibility. Okay, so I went with that. And in the last past year, a couple people had also had the same concern as me. So I did a little more homework, and I went on Nutley's website. And if you Google Township of Nutley and you go on our website and you navigate to the department, it will tell you the responsibility and services provided by our DPW. And one of them is street lighting. Street lighting throughout the entire town. So I'm wondering, did somebody make this website up without conferring with you first? I understand if a resident has a street light out in front of their house, you might want to go get the number off and call public service yourself. But with this big of a problem on Franklin Avenue, do you think some resident should go and take all the numbers down and report it? I think we have to find out whose responsibility it is and take care of it.
Let me ask you, Mr. Wallace. The responsibility is the Department of Public Works because it comes out of our budget to pay for the lights, which amounts to about a little over $300,000 a year. We do go and at times talk to public service and give them the poll numbers, but it's up to them to come out and fix them. We stay on them, and that's it.
Okay, so I could be assured, you know, in a year, it doesn't look like anything's been done.
Well, I think you're mistaken, Mr. Wallace.
All right, I'm mistaken. All right, so I'll do my homework once again, but I can count on you that they will be updated.
Absolutely. It's done weekly.
Okay. The other thing I'm a little concerned about is the parking meters. I mean, it's been 3 years since somebody presented here the issue with our meters, that they're constantly broken, so on and so forth. People are damaging them, and we're fixing one per day. Okay, and the amount...
Where'd you get that information from, Mr. Wallace?
I'm not sure. If we're not fixing one a day, then correct me if I'm wrong.
I think you're wrong. So, okay.
So anyway, with the amount of meters that we have in town, I figured it would take about 9 months to fix them all. But then at the end of that, we're going to be back where we started because there are going to be more broken ones. So what I'm suggesting, I mean, for 3 years this has been going on now. Okay, you got to pay somebody, I'd say, in those 3 years about $180,000. That would put a nice dent in some new meters. And new meters could be installed right on the top of these poles with a matter of seconds. And then you could free that person up maybe to do something else. You know, so what I'm saying is we got, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, okay, the street lights have been updated. I don't believe it, but I'm going to take your word for it. Okay? The other thing is I want to check and see how we're making out with the manual. I see Mr. Genintempo is not here. Do we have a finalization on the handbook?
Well, Mr. Genintempo is not here, so I can't answer that
question.
But
you're the mayor of our town.
Yes, I am.
Okay. This really falls, even though he prepares it, this is really your thing. It's your town. You know what I mean? I've seen a lot of people here tonight that are doing things for their country, doing things for their town. You know, this has to be a group effort. I come here, I don't get paid for this. Okay? I'm trying to better the town. I don't get any perks out of this. So what I'm sensing here is a serious case of the Armagonas.
What's that, Mr.
Armagona? Armagona.
Yeah, Armagona.
So
thank you, Mr. Wallace.
You're welcome.
Let me just update everybody on the meters so everybody knows where we are with the parking meters. We had a presentation in here about 3 years ago, and it was for a company to come in and replace all the meters at no cost to the township and get it on the back end. And they were doing a pilot program in Palisades Park. So we're kind of seeing where that went. And Bluefield, New Jersey was also looking at them. Bluefield didn't go forward with them. And we're not sure where Palisades Park is. The company's an upstart, and it didn't feel like it was a good idea for us to go with them because changing all the meters over to their technology and them going out of business is a real possibility. So that's not the direction we've gone in. So the direction we've gone is to slowly replace the meters, which each meter is pretty expensive. So the end of last year, we purchased 20 meters, and we're going through, and we're just going to go in that direction to replace all the meters on a basis, and we may put that in capital next year. So that's where we're at. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Hi, Mayor. Rhonda Frobos, 312 East Passaic Avenue, Nutley. Just for this. I'm very nervous this evening. Just want to let you know. It was really good.
Don't be nervous, Rhonda.
Well, I am, because this is a very important matter. The Nutley fireman that was here, it's very moving for me because I'm married into the Frobos family. And as far as I knew, Frank Frobos was the longest-serving Nutley fireman in Nutley history, but I think Mr. Green may have surpassed that. And I think there's a Frobos that's in that mural up there, 99.9% sure. So Nutley is very important to the Frobos family. We chose to raise our family here. And I'm here because I just came on my radar this past week that it is Pride Month, which I should know. I'm a parent of an LGBTQ child who graduated from Nutley High School 2 years ago. Almost didn't graduate because it was very difficult for my child to go to school every day. When you question your own existence because of the chatter that you hear on a daily basis, not necessarily even directed at you, walking through the hallways in school, it's difficult to get out of bed every day. My child is one of many. They're doing very, very well now, but not without a lot of love and support. There is a lot of support in Nutley High School, and at home, of course. I noticed that recently that a lot of our surrounding towns are raising the Pride flag at their town halls, not just to celebrate Pride Month, but to let their citizens know that they have a right to exist. They're not deviants, they're not evil, they're not indoctrinating other people. This is really important. This is a life and death issue, and I'm not exaggerating. I've had children in my home that are no longer here. So I'd like the commissioners to seriously consider, it might be too late for this year, but for June 2020, to have the town of Nutley send a message to all of Nutley citizens that LGBTQ people have a right to exist. They're welcome and they're embraced in the town of Nutley. And at the same time, it would send a message that hate is not welcome in this town. And I hope you can think about that and consider that. The Frobos family has been here since the mid-1800s, and hopefully quite a much longer time, I hope. And thank you. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Ms. Frobos. As you know, we just got your email today, so I think maybe we could sit down and talk about an appropriate way to acknowledge not only Pride Month, but that we are an inclusive community. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none?
Make a motion to close.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And the time is now 8:15.
Next being June 18th. Take care, everybody.